Sometime during the night, Tammo was awakened by a blood-curdling scream. He leapt up, grabbing for his dirk, which he had left within paw's reach. It was not there. He stood in the firelight and looked around. His friend was missing too. Cupping paws around his mouth, the young hare yelled into the night-darkened woodlands.
Rasa, where are you?
With a bound, the squirrel cleared the fallen beech trunk and was at his side, wiping the dirk blade on the grass.
I'm here. Keep your voice down and get back under cover.
Together they crouched in the bushes. Tammo was bursting to question Russa, but he held his silence, watching the squirrel's eyes flick back and forth as she craned her head forward, listening. From somewhere in the midst of the trees, there came a shriek of rage. Russa stood erect and shouted in the direction whence it had come.
Your mate's dead, ferret. Take warning and clear off, because I'm coming after you next, and I don't take prisoners.
Skulker's answering call came back thick with rage.
It ain't over, old one. We'll get you and your little pal. Just wait and see.
This was followed by the sound of Skulker crashing off through the ferns. Then there was silence. Russa gave Tammo back his dirk, saying,
It was those two ferrets we tangled with earlier today, mate. I knew they'd be back, especially after they saw you take our haversack of victuals out of the bushes back there.
Tammo felt weak with shock.
Rasa, I'm sorry. If I hadn't let them see the haversack, they would have gone off none the wiser.
The wily squirrel shook her head.
Wrong, matey. They would have tried to get us whether or not. I knew they were following us all day. 'Twas logical they'd make their move tonight when they thought we'd be asleep. So I took off into the trees with your blade and bumped straight into the one called Grommel, armed with a long, sharpened stake, if you please. So I had to finish it there and then. 'Twas him or me. But I'm a bit worried, Tam.
Tammo was puzzled by this statement.
What's worrying you, Rasa?
Well, did you hear the other ferret shouting? She said, we'll get you. We. It's like I thought. There must be a band of them somewheres about. I had a feeling I knowed them too from long ago. They always run with a robber band.
Tammo gripped his blade resolutely.
Right, mate. What's to be done?
Russa ruffled Tammo's ears rather fondly.
Sleep's to be done. Shouldn't think they'll be back tonight, but we'll take turns standing guard. More likely they'll try and ambush us out in the open tomorrow. So get your sleep. You'll need it.
Night closed in on the little camp. The fire dimmed from burning flame to glowing embers. Trees murmured and rustled, their foliage stirred by a westering wind. Tammo dreamed of his home, Camp Tussock. He saw the faces of his family and Osmunda. And Ruli, together with the young creatures with whom he had played. Elusive aromas of Mem Divinia's cooking mingled with songs and music around the fire of a winter's night assailed his senses. A great sadness weighed upon him, as though he might never see or feel it all again. Russa climbed into a tree and slept the way she had for many seasons, with one eye open.